Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Soul to Soul. This episode today is a really special one. I've literally channeled this information straight through my being, and I'm ready to share this with you. I'm incredibly excited. And so if you are here today to listen to today's episode, I'm incredibly excited for you too, because I know the universe has drawn you to me, to this episode, wherever you are in the world, so that you can reflect on and filter through your own being the words that are wanting to be shared with you today. So when I look back over the last decade, reflecting and looking at the results my clients are getting for themselves, each unique and brilliant in their own right, I see souls who are honoring their truth. I see souls who are owning the knowing in their heart that they are here to shine. I see souls who love that I see this in them too. And this is where we connect. I feel their expansive energy. I know the journey they are walking all too well. I don't want to be anywhere else but with them on this journey, because there is nothing better than helping someone bring a dream to reality. A dream that begins with thoughts and feelings dropping into your consciousness. Some would call it your intuition, giving you the idea for you to pay attention to and to take action on and around. Then the decision to take action on and around this dream, to decide to bring it into life and call it into being, is up to you. And when you do, the next thing that comes into play is effort, all the while embodying the energy of your dream, patiently, hopefully, believing in it and willing it to life. Some dream-making mentoring opportunities my clients have a due date too. It could be a competition or a creative project that they are working towards creating or preparing for. They know when it's going to happen. And then others don't. You may be calling in a pregnancy, perhaps, the ultimate experience in surrender, or growing your business, or calling in your soulmate. These don't have due dates. Rather, calling us to sit in the energy of this dream and take the action steps that are going to move the needle forward in your life, enhance the chances of it happening when we raise our vibration so that we can energetically match the energy of the dream that we seek to create and to experience in this lifetime. So if you are calling in a pregnancy, you may connect with the soul of your baby energetically. Call them in by speaking to them. You may introduce yourself to them. You may physically prepare your body to feel amazing so that your baby knows he or she is welcome into your temple to grow, to be nurtured, and to thrive here. If you are growing a business, there are so many action steps you can take. And it takes time for this to grow, feel stable, and your business is another family member, so to speak. The energy of your business begins as a newborn, and with time, nurturing, mentoring, and more, your business grows. Just like parenting, your business requires a long-term commitment. Riding the highs and the lows is your biggest soul teacher, reflects back to you the areas where you can grow and the areas that you can let go in. I see your brilliance. I see your potential. I see and feel your amazingness. And when we come together to work together, we both act as the portal. Combining our energy amplifies and fast tracks you on your way to experiencing your dream or dreams. We are connected energetically to each other, and this is where we start to create together. How do I know what direction to guide you in when you team up with me? This is where I trust in my guidance. I receive intuitive downloads, nudges, information to share with you and to help you bring through your own guidance for yourself. We all have this ability. I just happen to integrate this skill set into my mentoring with my clients and into my partnerships with my collaborations. I just love it. It's just a beautiful space to create from. I've always had this ability to see pure potential in the people that I meet, especially athletes. I just know the possibilities for people when I see them and talk to them. And I love encouraging you to step into this energetic portal of pure potentiality where you can create whatever it is you desire. In my healing room, I'm given a glimpse into this for you. However, I believe with our free will, it is always up to us to choose which direction we feel for us in the moment that we want to head towards. So how would you feel working with someone who you know can help bring the best out of you? How exciting would that be? Encourage you towards the light which beckons your brilliance, steps into your potential with you, helps you rid yourself of the shackles that are currently holding you back, the self-beliefs, the self-sabotaging behavior, all those things that you know it's time to let go of so that you can own your amazingness, own your worth, and really feel like what it is like to be free in this life, living life the way your soul desires you to live. In order to step into your brilliance, reveal your amazingness to yourself because I already see it. We are called to use our physical bodies as the vessel to embody the energy of that which you wish to create in your life. It is super woo-woo, yes. And at the same time, everybody is already doing it in their lives already, whether they know it or not. Every day we are doing this, we just don't always realize we are. Stepping into this awakened space where you and I can walk this journey together, I can hold your hand, I can teach you some amazing tools, strategies to support you to make your dreams a reality one by one, requires us to be brave, vulnerable, willing, courageous, to open up our hearts and our minds, to expect the unexpected. That's one thing you'll definitely get with me. All the things. And when we do, it becomes one of the most fulfilling experiences of our lives until we move on to the next dream, which is wanting to be birthed. So we embody the energy, and this is where I come in to help you to fully embody the energy of your dream, where you become an energetic match for your dream. And as will happen, when you step into that energy, own it for yourself. Know you deserve to live it. Just like a magnet, your dream is drawn to you because we have together raised your brilliant heart vibration so high that life has no choice other than to give you what you want and bring the desire, the dream to you. Did you know you are capable of such brilliance? Did you know you can have all the things if this is what you want? Look around you in your life to where all the things that you desire already exist for others. If they exist for others, they can exist for you too. We are equal. And if someone else has the same thing you desire, guess what? You can have it too. You just have to be willing to step up, show up, own it, and go for it. You are the portal for all things great to come through you. It begins with you and it ends with you. This is why I'm always talking about raising your vibration. If you follow me on social media, if you listen to my other podcasts, I'm always talking about what can you do to elevate your energy. When we elevate our energy, we feel great. When we feel great, life is great. And when life is great and we feel great, guess what you've just done? You've raised your vibration. When we raise our vibration so high, our dreams come to us. We have so many ways we can raise our vibration in our life, physically, emotionally, mentally, energetically. There are so many activities we can integrate into our daily lives and curate our life and design it so that our energy is elevated as much as possible. And I believe if we really knew the power of our ability to create, we wouldn't think twice about showing up for ourselves. We would just do the thing. So start by immersing yourself in amazing energy. Surround yourself with uplifting people. Sign up for the high vibe activities which are calling you. Work with a mindset coach, a healer, intuitive like myself, who specializes in helping you to raise your vibration. And life will reflect back to you what you deserve, which is everything, I promise. What you bring to your life is exactly what you are going to gleam from your life, experience in your life, exactly what you're going to get. I see it with my clients, in my community. I see it in my children's lives. What you believe to be true becomes a reality for you. Those who believe that they can make money easily, make money easily. It's as simple as that. Those who believe they can call in an amazing soulmate, do this for themselves. Those who believe they can have what they want in their lives, go out and get what they want in their lives. Those who believe family is everything and family is special to them, ensure that their families are thriving and pour their energy into this area of their life. Those who believe that connection is everything, ensure that this is the priority in their lives. Whatever you believe to be true is true for you. Does this mean then that if there is a belief you hold that you'd like to change, that this can happen for you too? I believe it can. What do you believe? What do you want to do about your belief? Do you want to hold on to that belief or do you want to transform it if it's not a helpful one? Do you want to transform it into a belief that's going to help you embody the dreams and desires that you want to create? The gorgeous souls in my community are creating their own dreams and desires in their lives. They're all different. They look different. And yet it all comes down to their belief in what they believe is possible for them. This is what I'm seeing. You believe everything is possible. That is the life you live and that is the life you go about creating for yourself. If you believe it isn't, then this will be true for you too. I'm not telling you what to believe. Just to know that whatever you believe is the life that you are creating for yourself right now. Just look around in your life and ask yourself, am I happy with this? Am I super happy? Am I not happy? How do I feel about this? And if you're not happy, then what can you choose to do about it? If you are beyond happy, I'm super happy for you, friend. I attract people into my community who have big dreams, are excitable like me, are big dreamers, and want to be a part of a community who is like-hearted, who reflects back to them what they are feeling about the possibilities for this in their life. It is exciting, and I love when someone comes to me with their dream. I'm here to help you make it happen. If you're committed, I'm committed too. The energy of your dream begins with you, and when you ask the universe for help, don't be surprised when the universe puts me in front of your face, because the universe always answers your call, and sometimes this looks like me, the coach, the mentor, the mindset coach and healer who is here to help you make your dreams happen in this lifetime. My very first client who came on board at the age of 15 as an aspiring athlete is now 24, and we recently had a beautiful discussion around how her dreams that she had written up in her bedroom at 15 years are now coming true. This year, especially for her, it is all happening. Bang, 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 one after the other. There's this ripple effect, and it is terrific to see how she dreamt her dream and she put in the effort, and now she gets to reflect on it and look at how she created it, because she has the proof. Would there be anything she changes? How can she build this on this in her life to keep bringing in her dreams into reality? What's worked, what hasn't worked, and how she can stay true to herself on her journey. This is really important to her. She's incredible. She's now a professional athlete doing amazing things in our world, staying aligned to her values along the way. And this is why I believe she's having the success that she's having, is because she keeps coming back to what is important to her soul. Another one of my clients became one of the first athletes in her area to win a national championship in her sport of choice. And she herself, at the time when we were working together, did not think she could win because everyone had told her she couldn't. So we sat in the energy of possibilities. Remember, pure potentiality. What would it look like if she did? Let's just dream about it. I gave her the homework of dreaming about it every night, creating a vision board. She was already training regularly. I knew she had the most incredible support team around her. And we loaded up her well-being toolkit with so many empowering tools that when she went to competition, she felt so confident in being able to prepare her mindset for herself. And guess what? She won. No surprises to me. I just know when the pieces of the puzzle come together that life is going to bring you what you want. I have various clients stepping into new chapters in their lives. They are in the middle stage of their life and they're saying goodbye to areas of their lives that no longer uplift them anymore, and courageously choosing a new path for themselves, stepping into the areas they are feeling will be more supportive of their new expansive view of life and the life they want to live now. They're really owning it. They are stepping into new careers where holistic wellness is supported and encouraged. They're stepping into business for themselves to create and to discover their own pure potential. They're not wasting any more time. They are owning their desires and answering the call of their souls. It excites me so much to see beautiful souls in my community doing this for themselves. You have no idea how exciting this is. We have this one beautiful life to dream as big as we want. And I know that when we are following our excitement, going for the dream, it means we are listening to the call of our soul. It's not about failing. It's not about the dollars. It's not about perfection. It's about walking in your truth. It's about connection. It's about love. And it's about offering our gifts to the world and feeling like we are contributing. This is the abundance we seek. Now, if my words resonate with you today and you are seeking this level of amazingness for yourself, it does already exist. And I would love the opportunity If you can't see it for yourself right now, to team up with you, or if you know that it's there and you would love assistance in fast tracking and bringing that dream to you a little bit quicker to help you reconnect with your light, for you do already know it's there, I would love to help you to believe in yourself again and to connect with your high vibrational being who is in there, who is in your heart, who can support you for the rest of your life. Your bestie is your intuition. She is your bestie. And when you can connect with her, trust in her, she will guide you all the way on this life journey. You made it to the end of today's episode. I applaud you. I know that you are on this journey. So come and join me. Come and join me in my Positive Vibe Tribe Facebook group. DM me on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know what your dream is. I want to hear all about it. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.